Cold? No, it's not too cold. It's good. I don't know what we're going to do today. I don't know if we're outside or inside. We play inside, though, so I don't know what they're going to do. Like any other week, we got to approach this game like any other game and, you know, just really just go out here and just handle business, do us, you know, leave no stone unturned, make sure everybody's on the same page, make sure everybody's focused, you know, and at the end of the day, just let everybody be men and just take care of their responsibilities for this week. It's great. It's great. Can't tell? You can't tell? Huh? Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. I'll be ready to go.
When you watch film, and when you got a rematch coming up, a division opponent in this case, and you watch film from the first match, do you ever have a different reaction? I mean, that was an interesting game because of the overthrow and the drop. I mean, do you have a different reaction from one review of a game than another?
You know, every game is always about, you know, just taking advantage of your ops. We had some mishaps in that game, and, you know, we don't want those to occur, you know, this Sunday. That's the only thing. Divisional opponent, they're definitely going to play hard. We're going to play hard, but not about them. It's, you know, like I said, we just got to focus on us and just bring our best.
Do you find that the Panthers tend to switch up their defenses against you as much or more than other teams?
It's hard. They, you know, they're a really good team of disguising and holding coverages into the snap. So we really can't get a beat on what they're going to do to me, like, you know, throughout the game. But, you know, that's in Matt's hands to make those decisions, you know, and he's going to do a great job of it, you know. But I'm not the only guy out there. We have 10 other guys who can go out there and make great plays for us. So.
For as amazing as your career has been, do you think it would be all the more amazing if injuries hadn't kept you to where you can't practice at full go as often as you'd probably like?
You know, I'm the type of guy, you know, for his practice, you know, I get those mental reps. I don't have to really, like, physically be out there. I can get the mental reps and go over and play in the game and play really well. It's just a mindset and a mentality. I've been dealing with injuries, you know, my whole life and things like that. So it takes a different type of guy to go out there and play injured and know something's wrong and this and that. You got to be able to block it out and just focus and, you know, put the team first, things like that. So it's really easy for me to go into a game if I was, you know, nicked up or banged up and, like, don't let it hinder me throughout the game.
When you look back on the season, what do you think you guys have done well enough to know that it's going to go your way on Sunday?
You know, we just got to keep playing for each other. You know, it's the brotherhood. When we go out there and we play for each other and have weeks like this, like we had a great week of practice yesterday and today and the meetings, everything, you know, just the energy, everything is here. We know it's going to be a good weekend for us. But can't let, you know, outside noise, things like that, get to us. And we want, you know, it's just all about the bond of the team and just sticking together.
I know Sunday's game is a must win, but it seems like you guys have been in this situation all season. And it seems like every game has been a must win.
Yeah.
Through the ups and the downs. Do you like how this team has responded to adversity?
It's just like the playoffs, you know, a must win. Like, I mean, it's the win or go home. I mean, that's just the mentality. And I think we've done it, you know, throughout the whole year. You know, we had, obviously we lost games that we wanted back and, you know, we don't want to lose. That's, you know, but that's just the mentality. Week in and week out, you know, it's like win or go home type deal. We play championship football. And so it's not going to change for us this week. You know, but we just, it's really win or go home now. So just, you know, sticking together. Not making up things and just going out here and just playing Falcon football.
I know every season is different and you don't like to compare.
Right.
But if you do look at Matt Ryan's stats from last year, he had 9 games with at least 3 touchdowns or more. This season he doesn't have any. Do you see a difference in him in meetings and practices? Is there anything at all that you can pinpoint that, you know, the stats aren't there this year?
No, not at all. I'm not a stat guy. I don't really watch Matt Ryan on his stats or what he has. I don't know how many yards he has, how many touchdowns he has, any of that, you know. Just will us to victory, you know. And I'm not, and it's no added pressure to him because all the other 10 guys out there, we have to do our job too to help him out. So I don't know, you know, from last year to this year.
Can you give us your prediction for Clemson, Alabama?
We play Clemson? I don't know if they're going to score. I might give them 3 points. I say 14-24 Alabama.
I think that was Grady's exact pick going the other way around.
Yeah?
Same four.
Oh, well, look at that. Somebody's going to be right.